Kerry Crowley joins us. Kerry, of course, covers the Giants for the San Jose Merc and the Bay Area News Group. How are you today?
Excellent, Marty. Beautiful day in Scottsdale, Arizona. This is what spring training was made for.
Yeah, one more week.
Yep.
That's about it. One more week, and we'll be out of here a week from today. Amazing. But you've had some interesting columns this week. I call them columns, but interesting articles in the Merc and, of course, the Bay Area News Group. We follow you on Twitter as well. One involved, which I really enjoyed, hitting. The hitting coaches vis-a-vis the personal hitting coaches. Like, it used to be your father that would give you all the instructions, and you get into the big leagues and your father couldn't see you anymore, and the coach would do it. But these hitters, all year long, they're going somewhere else. And what's the reaction from the hitting coaches?
Well, it's been really interesting, especially talking to Alonzo Powell, who's done such a great job kind of navigating those relationships, because you've got a bunch of Giants players who come October, November, December are going and overhauling their swings in the offseason, changing the mechanics, tinkering, doing little adjustments, but they're doing it with private instructors that they pay on the side, they see on their personal dime. And so what Powell has done is he's reached out to these instructors, he'd stayed in contact with his players, and he wants them sending video to him to make sure that they're all on the same page so that when they get here in January and February, it's a seamless transition. And it's a really difficult spot for a hitting coach to be in, but I think that he's navigated it extremely well.
So it could be a little dicey, obviously,
yeah.
But he's cool with it?
Well, here's the thing that is difficult for major league hitting coaches is, say you take a Cameron Maben, who's gone this offseason and completely changed his swing with Craig Wallenbrock. So he's done that this offseason, but Craig Wallenbrock is not the hitting coach of the Giants. He's the hitting coach for Cameron Maben. So if these swings, these changes don't work out, there's no accountability. Craig Wallenbrock's not going to get fired by the San Francisco Giants. It's Alonzo Powell who's on the hook for something like this. So you really have to be careful with how you find that balance. And I think just having open lines of communication with both players and outside coaches is helping that process.
Boy, great story. We can read it in the Merc or the Bay Area News Group. Kerry really covered that. It's a good issue. I hadn't really thought through it. But I'm sure that's part of what's happening in baseball today. Yesterday, Jeff Samardzija had some interesting comments, of course, about ties in baseball. And he went off the rails a little bit. I thought it was great.
Well, he really riled people up with his comments on ties, Marty. And one of the things that I appreciate so much about Jeff Samardzija, you walk into a baseball clubhouse and it's a master class in cliches. And Jeff Samardzija is not teaching that class. He's the opposite. He is willing to be authentic, willing to give his opinion, even if teammates disagree with him. And so he provided an argument that said he thinks the overall quality of the game would improve and nothing would be lost if they did away with extra inning games in the regular season. And he backed it up with some interesting points.
Yeah, he was going to give points. In other words, you get 1 point for a tie and 3 points for a win, kind of like hockey.
And exactly.
You add it up at the end. What do you think of him in general, his pitching? We've seen him a number of times now, and there's so many decisions that have to be made here in the next 10 days or so, and looks like he's back. Looks like he's here.
Yeah, at the beginning of the spring, I would have said they have to make a call on Jeff Samardzija. What are they going to do with him? Right now, I don't think it's a decision at all. It's just what day is he going to pitch in this rotation? Because he's really been that good. The velocity's been there this spring. The slider was excellent yesterday. And he probably, at least statistically, has been the best Giant starting option this spring. And if you'd said that, you know, coming into January, coming into February when we first arrived at spring training, Marty, I don't think anyone would have believed you.
Boy, interesting. Yes, Samardzija's in here. What does it do to Chris Stratton? Where does he go here?
Well, it makes it extremely difficult for Chris Stratton, and today is going to be the first time that we're seeing him come out of the bullpen, and I think he's right now trying to win a long relief job on this staff. You look at the starting rotation, I believe they'll go with Bumgarner, Holland, Rodriguez, Samardzija, and Drew Pomeranz. And so Chris Stratton, out of minor league options, you can't send him down. If you put him on waivers, another team's going to pick him up. He could be that flex guy who goes 2 to 3 innings, that long reliever role, but can he thrive in that role? Can he find a way to have his stuff play up? I'm not so sure, but we'll see him try to do that in a matter of 10 days.
Boy, interesting. I joke a little bit about Cameron Maben and the swing. All spring it's, you know, fly ball to right or, you know, late on the pitch. Of all the guys they brought in, the major leaguers, who they all got to be added to the 40 man at some point. I think he may be the most vulnerable.
Absolutely. I think when you look at this roster, Yanhervi Solarte is on it. Yeah. You've got Gerardo Parra, opening day right fielder. You've got Rene Rivera. I think he'll absolutely be the backup catcher right now. Cameron Maben is the one question mark. And because he's overhauled his swing, Marty, because he's done that in the offseason, I think that he would benefit from going down to AAA and just playing for a month and seeing what he can do with that swing. Probably has an out clause in his contract. He's a major league player. Going down to AAA isn't easy. It's not a tough pill, or it's not an easy pill to swallow for many of these guys. But I think Maben is a candidate for someone who would benefit from that process.
What happens with Travis Bergen? We see him again. The guy pitches.
We're going to see him all the time.
He pitches every other day, and maybe they're waiting for him to get lit up. But the curveball has not been great. He's got good command, and look at the numbers here. Travis Bergen is a Rule 5 guy. They've got to keep him. Because he will, I don't think he'll make it through waivers.
He's the third lefty in the bullpen right now. He's outpitched Stephen Okert. He's outpitched him this spring. He looks better. He's got better command. And Farhan Zaidi has said from the beginning of the spring, they care about people who can put the ball in the strike zone and swing at strikes. And Travis Bergen right now has done exactly that this spring. When runners have been on base, he's pitched his way out of those situations. Now, what I want to see next is the Giants to put him in the fourth or fifth inning of a game so he can face some of these major league hitters that he's going to see, because we've seen him against the AA and AAA guys. We know based on his track record that he can get them out. What can Travis Bergen do against a Manny Machado or an Eric Hosmer, for example?
Yeah, I'd love to see it. Well, maybe they'll get him in early today, but the bullpen is lined up today, you know, with all the guy Watson and Smith, so they're probably not going to put him in early.
Big day for pitching changes. Tony Watson walked into the clubhouse this morning, asked what number game it was, the 23rd game of the spring, and he said, I guess I better start pitching.
Well, they go at their own pace.
Yes.
That, you know, and that's the veteran, and I guess guys going at their own pace. I said it when I opened the show today. Still not hitting, you know, with any authority. And, you know, you have to be concerned. Larry Kruger's been on the crusade all spring long.
Shocking.
You know, 29th in runs scored last couple of years and all that stuff. And they're still, and you wrote it, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Aren't they last in the Cactus
last
League?
Last in the Cactus League in runs scored right now. And that, to me, is alarming because they sought to build depth this offseason. They said, we're not going to go get that, you know, prime acquisition, unless it's Bryce Harper. We're going to add layers of depth so that this offense can withstand an injury or two. And right now, Marty, it doesn't look anywhere improved from where it was in 2017 and 2018.
Boy, interesting. Kerry Crowley with us, Bay Area News Group, of course, San Jose Mercury News, doing a great job here all summer. Boy, you look at the team as they're composed, and I say Crawford, 3-for-25 at some point this week. I don't know if he's gotten a hit since then. Belt seems like he's swinging the bat all right. Longoria, okay. Panic's had a good spring. Posey has not really driven the ball. What's up with him?
No, we need to see Buster Posey start turning on pitches. That's right. Something that the hip surgery was supposed to fix. He claims he feels a lot better, and some of the swings over the past week have looked better. He hit two hard-hit balls at Salt River Field the other day, had a line out here the other night, Marty. But the stat line is the stat line, and right now I think the Giants would feel a lot more confident if some of those balls were falling, if Buster Posey was given the opportunity to run the bases, because right now we've seen him line out and be thrown out at first, and he's back in the dugout putting the catcher's gear on, and you just can't go into the season with that much of a question mark.
Yeah, boy, this is our weekend of doing crazy predictions. You know, we've had a couple of people that you know from around the ballpark here. I'll give you a shot. Crazy prediction. Of course, this, you know, that's the name of it. You know, this is something crazy. It can't happen, but maybe it will. Where do you go?
Can I say Anthony Garcia hits 40 home runs for the Giants this year?
Well,
I'm not going to make that prediction.
He hit one yesterday.
He did. He looked good yesterday.
Does he have a chance? No, he doesn't have a chance.
Right? I will say the Giants make a bigger decision on Mark Melanson's future than they do before they make a bigger decision on Madison Bumgarner's future. That's my big prediction for the season.
All right. Well, that would be sometime in May, I would imagine.
Whether it's a trade, whether it's, you know, putting Melanson on waivers, cutting bait, I'm not so sure what it'll be yet, but I think that, you know, Bumgarner is one of the players that sells tickets for the Giants. He is a pillar of this franchise, a cornerstone, someone that you can foreseeably build around for the next, you know, 4 to 5 years. I'm not so sure that they feel the same way about Mark Melancon right now, because there's 2 years left on his deal. He hasn't looked good this spring. I think that they may be forced to make a big decision.
Does Nick Vincent have a chance to make this team?
I think he does. I think Nick Vincent looks like a major league pitcher to me. Again, it might depend on the out clause in his contract and if he thinks he could get picked up anywhere else, but you know, it's tough with Nick Vincent and Trevor Gott. Maybe do you send Reyes Maranta to the minor leagues? I can't believe they'd do that. So there's still a lot to be figured out in the last 10 days, and that's what's going to make the end of this spring so exciting.
Yeah, oh, great. Great to have you here. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and it's great to have you here. You're doing a great job as we get ready for year number two with you here.
Yeah.
And, of course, the first year we met when you did KMBR.com, and you worked harder than anybody around, so you're still doing it. I appreciate you being on.
Well, thank you, Marty. It's always good to see you.
It's good to see you. All right. Marty and the Captain.
Marty and the Captain.
Are you getting royalties? Are you getting royalties?
I should, but it actually should all go to King Harvest. What a hit. You know, Dancing in the Moonlight is what they're known for, Marty, but Marty and the Captain is a truly iconic song.
Do I know that? All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.